Hi, my name is Rhonda Jones, and I am the creator of the Christian Meditator website and also a series of Christ-centered meditation and affirmation CDs that allow believers to be still, to eliminate stress and worry, to overcome negative thinking, and also to deepen their relationship with God. My CDs allow believers to meditate in a way that completely honors God and does not contradict their Christian faith. Well, over the years, when I would share people about my Christian meditation ministry, I usually would get one of two responses. Either they would be really intrigued and excited about what I was doing, or they would kind of get this blank stare on their face, not really knowing what to think. And I knew in the back of their mind they were thinking, meditation, that's not really Christian. Well, contrary to what many of us believe, meditation is encouraged in the Bible. There's numerous scriptures that encourage us to meditate. And one of my favorites is Joshua 1 and 8, as well as Psalms 46 and 10, which tells us to be still and know that I am God. Well, many people are really intrigued about how I got into Christian meditation, and I can tell you that I didn't just wake up one morning and think, I'm going to create Christian meditation CDs. No, it didn't happen like that at all. In fact, this ministry was really birthed out of my pain. In fact, I tell people that it was really Christian meditation integrated with the scriptures that saved my life and helped me to overcome about 4 years of a deep depression. Well, I'd like to share with you my story. About 12 years ago, I was in what I considered a really great relationship. Although I had been a Christian and been in church for probably about 20 years, I really started to become disillusioned with church. I would go and, you know, I just wasn't feeling the same amount of enthusiasm that I felt before, and really, oftentimes I would leave church feeling more depressed than when I got there. So I kind of took a hiatus from church and instead found my fulfillment in a relationship. And this relationship was just going on just fine. And then one day, my partner and I, we were sitting in this restaurant, and it was the weirdest thing just happened. It was like in a movie where everything just stood still, and I heard God speak to my spirit, and he said, Rhonda, what are you doing here? This is not the life I've called for you. And then he said it again, and I was just there in awe. It was like nobody heard it from me but me, but it was as loud as day. And within about 30 days, this wonderful relationship spiraled out of control, and it was over. And I spiraled down into this deep, deep depression that went on for, like I said, the period of about 4 years. And I did everything that I was supposed to do as a Christian person. You know, I'm a Christian. I'm not supposed to be depressed. I'm supposed to have the joy of the Lord. So I started going to church again. I would pray and ask God to take it away. I would sing praise songs. I went to counseling. I even got on antidepressants for a while, but nothing helped. And I really got to the point where I kind of thought that this was just going to be my fate for the rest of my life. And then one day when my children were in junior high school, and they're all grown now, I was picking them up in my old green minivan in front of the junior high school. And I was so rich with pain that you could just cut it with a knife. And I was sitting there just aching in my heart, and something just told me to start breathing. So I started doing these deep breathing exercises, and with each exhalation, I would say, I release pain. And then again, I release pain. And I continued to do that for a course of 5 or 10 minutes, and at the end of that 10 minutes, there was a peace and a serenity and a stillness there that I had not experienced in such a long time, and the pain was gone. And then I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me, and he said, Rhonda, the reason that you are so depressed is because of the thoughts you were thinking. Well, up until that time, I really wasn't paying that much attention to my thoughts. But as I sat there in the stillness, I could hear my thoughts loud and clear. And I was attacking myself, and my thoughts were so debasing that no wonder that I was depressed. And I liken it like the thoughts were just coming like a parading machine gun. They were just so fast that it was really hard to gain control over them. And the Holy Spirit said, Rhonda, you have to gain control over your thinking. And so over the course of about 3 months, through being still and being able to observe what I was thinking, and then coming against those thoughts in the name of Jesus, I was able to overcome my depression and began to live with peace of mind. And it wasn't instantaneous, and it was really hard work, but I really attributed it to being able to be still, to observe my thoughts, and then to be able to renew my mind. And as you know, Christians are not immune to stress and worry and deception and negative thinking and all that. We struggle with that just as much as the next person. That's why God tells us we must renew our minds. We must clean it out. We need to clean out all that stinking thinking so that there's not anything blocking the flow, the Spirit of God, the joy of God, the peace of God, the love of God from operating fully in our lives. Now, you may have also had a misconception about Christian meditation, but I encourage you to explore it a little bit more and find out how many others are experiencing the benefits of being still and recognizing God. The Bible says that in His presence is fullness of joy. Please visit my website, thechristianmeditator.com, for more information.